Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Diffusion Model-Based Image Editing, a Survey. Authored 2024 by Yi Huang, Jiancheng Huang, Yifan Lu, Mingfu Yan, Jiaxi LV, Jianzhuang Lu, Wei Shang, He Zhang, Shifeng Chen, Liang Sao. 1. Yi Huang asterisk operator, Jiancheng Huang asterisk operator, Yifan Lu asterisk operator, Mingfu Yan asterisk operator, Jiaxi LV asterisk operator, Jianzhuang Lu asterisk operator, senior member, IEEE, Wei Shang, He Zhang, Shifeng Chen, and Liang Sao, senior member, IEEE. Abstract. Denoising diffusion models have emerged as a powerful tool for various image generation and editing tasks, facilitating the synthesis of visual content in an unconditional or input-conditional manner. The core idea behind them is learning to reverse the process of gradually adding noise to images, allowing them to generate high-quality samples from a complex distribution. In this survey, we provide an exhaustive overview of existing methods using diffusion models for image editing, covering both theoretical and practical aspects in the field. We delve into a thorough analysis and categorization of these works from multiple perspectives, including learning strategies, user input conditions, and the array of specific editing tasks that can be accomplished. In addition, we pay special attention to image inpainting and outpainting, and explore both earlier traditional context-driven and current multimodal conditional methods, offering a comprehensive analysis of their methodologies. To further evaluate the performance of text-guided image editing algorithms, we propose a systematic benchmark, EditEval, featuring an innovative metric, LMM score. Finally, we address current limitations and envision some potential directions for future research. The accompanying repository is released at https://github.com/siomlab/awesome-diffusion-model-based-image-editing-methods. Index terms, diffusion model, image editing, AIGC. 1. INTRODUCTION. IN the realm of AI-generated content, AIGC, where artificial intelligence is leveraged to create and modify digital content, image editing is recognized as a significant area of innovation and practical applications. Different from image generation that creates new images from minimal inputs, image editing involves altering the appearance, structure, or content of an image, encompassing a range of changes from subtle adjustments to major transformations. This research is fundamental in various areas, including digital media, advertising, and scientific research, where altering visual content is essential. The evolution of image editing has reflected the advancements in digital technology, progressing from manual, labor-intensive processes to advanced digital techniques driven by learning-based algorithms. A pivotal advancement in this evolution is the introduction of generative adversarial networks, GANs, reference 1, reference 6, which significantly enhance the possibilities for creative image manipulation. More recently, diffusion models have emerged in AIGC, reference 1, reference 7, reference 15, leading to notable breakthroughs in visual generation tasks. Diffusion models, inspired by principles from non-equilibrium thermodynamics, reference 15, work by gradually adding noise to data and then learning to reverse this process from random noise until generating desired data matching the source data distribution. They can be roughly classified into denoising diffusion-based, reference 15, reference 18, and score-matching-based, reference 19, reference 23. Their adaptability and effectiveness have led to widespread applications across VAR, Wai Huang, J. Huang, M. Yan, and JLV or with Shenzhen Institute of Advanced Technology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Shenzhen, China, and also with University of Chinese Academy of Sciences, Beijing, China. Email yi.huang@siat.ac.cn, Wai Lu is with Southern University of Science and Technology, Shenzhen, China, and also with Shenzhen Institute of Advanced Technology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Shenzhen, China. J. Lu and S. Chen are with Shenzhen Institute of Advanced Technology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Shenzhen, China. Email jz.lu@siat.ac.cn, shifeng.chen@siat.ac.cn, W. Shang and H. Zhang are with Adobe Inc., San Jose, USA. L. Sao is with Apple Inc., Cupertino, USA. Asterisk operator denotes equal contributions. S. Chen is the corresponding author. 2. IOUS tasks such as image generation, reference 24, reference 38, Video generation, reference 39, reference 56, image restoration, reference 57, reference 71, and image editing. The application of diffusion models in image editing has experienced a surge in interest, evidenced by the significant number of research publications in this field over recent years. This growing attention highlights the potential and versatility of diffusion models in improving image editing performance compared to previous works. Given this significant advancement, it is essential to systematically review and summarize these contributions. However, existing survey literature on diffusion models concentrates on other specific visual tasks, reference 72, reference 75, such as video applications, reference 73, or image restoration and enhancement, reference 74, reference 75. Some surveys that mention image editing tend to provide only a cursory overview, reference 76, reference 83, missing a detailed and focused exploration of the methods. To bridge this gap, we conduct a survey to offer an in-depth and comprehensive analysis that is distinctly focused on image editing. We delve deeply into the methodologies, input conditions, and a wide range of editing tasks achieved by diffusion models in this field. The survey critically reviews over 100 research papers, organizing them into three primary classes in terms of learning strategies, training-based approaches, testing-time fine-tuning approaches, and training and fine-tuning-free approaches. Each class is further divided based on its core techniques, with detailed discussions presented in sections 4, 5, and 6, respectively. We also explore 10 distinct types of input conditions used in these methods, including text, mask, reference, ref, image, class, layout, pose, sketch, segmentation, seg, map, audio, and dragging points to show the adaptability of diffusion models in diverse image editing scenarios. Furthermore, our survey presents a new classification of image editing tasks into three broad categories: semantic editing, stylistic editing, and structural editing, covering 12 specific types. Fig. 1 visually represents the statistical distributions of research across learning strategies, input conditions, and editing task categories. In addition, we pay special attention to inpainting and outpainting, which together stand out as a unique type of editing. We explore both earlier traditional and current multimodal conditional methods, offering a comprehensive analysis of their methodologies in Section 7. We also introduce EditEval, a benchmark designed to evaluate text-guided image editing algorithms, as detailed in Section 8. In particular, an effective evaluation metric, LMM score, is proposed by leveraging the advanced visual language understanding capabilities of large multimodal models, LMMs. Finally, we present some current challenges and potential future trends as an outlook in Section 9. In summary, this survey aims to systematically categorize and critically assess the extensive body of research in diffusion model-based image editing. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive resource that not only synthesizes current findings but also guides future research directions in this rapidly advancing field. 2. BACK Ground. 2.1. Diffusion models. Diffusion models have exerted a profound influence on the field of generative AI, giving rise to a plethora of approaches falling under their umbrella. Essentially, these models are grounded in a pivotal principle known as diffusion, which gradually adds noise to data samples of some distribution, transforming them into a predefined, typically simple distribution, such as Gaussian, and this process is then reversed iteratively to generate data matching the original distribution. What distinguishes diffusion models from earlier generative models is their dynamic execution across iterative time steps, covering both forward and backward movements in time. For each time step t, the noisy latent zt delineates the current state. The time step t increments progressively during forward diffusion process, and it reduces towards zero during reverse diffusion process. Notably, the literature lacks a distinct differentiation between zt in forward diffusion and zt in reverse diffusion. In the context of forward diffusion, let zt tilde operator q, zt, zt minus 1, and in reverse diffusion, let zt minus 1 tilde operator p, zt minus 1, zt. Herein, we denote t with 0 less than t is less than or equal to t as the maximal time step for finite cases. The initial data distribution at t equals 0 is represented by z0 tilde operator q, z0, slowly contaminated by additive noise to z0. Diffusion models gradually eliminate noise by a parameterized model p theta, zt minus 1, zt, in the reverse time direction. This model approximates the ideal, albeit unattainable, denoised distribution p, zt minus 1, zt. Denoising diffusion probabilistic models, DDPMs, as introduced in Ho et al. Reference 16, effectively utilize Markov chains to facilitate both the forward and backward processes over a finite series of time steps. Forward diffusion process. This process serves as transforming the data distribution into a predefined distribution, such as the Gaussian distribution. The transformation is represented as Q, Zt, Zt minus 1, equals N, Zt, P1 minus beta T, Zt minus 1, beta Ti, 1, where the set of hyperparameters 0 less than beta 1, T less than 1 is indicative of the noise variance introduced at each sequential step. This diffusion process can be briefly expressed via a single step equation, Q, Zt, Z0, equals N, Zt, square root alpha T Z0, 1 minus alpha T, I, 2, reverse diffusion process. The primary objective here is to learn the reverse of the forward diffusion process, with the aim of generating a distribution that closely aligns with the original unaltered data samples Z0. In the context of image editing, Z0 represents the edited image. Practically, this is achieved using a U-net architecture to learn a parameterized version of P. Given that the forward diffusion process is approximated by Q, Zt, approximately equals N, 0, I, the formulation of the learnable transition is expressed as 3, Et tilde operator U, 1, T, Z0 tilde operator Q, Z0, E tilde operator N, 0, I, lambda, T, parallel E minus E theta, Zt, T, parallel 2, 8. 2.2. Related tasks. 2.2.1 Conditional image generation. 4. Following these foundational works, subsequent methods, reference 109, reference 117, provide more refined control over the generated images, enhancing the precision and accuracy of the output. 2.2.2 Image restoration and enhancement. Image restoration, IR, stands as a pivotal task in low-level vision, aiming to enhance the quality of images contaminated by diverse degradations. Recent progress in diffusion models prompts researchers to investigate their potential for image restoration. Pioneering efforts integrate diffusion models into this task, surpassing previous GAN-based methods. Input image as a condition. Generative models have significantly contributed to diverse image restoration tasks, such as super-resolution, SR, and deblurring, reference 12, reference 13, reference 29, reference 118, reference 119. Super-resolution via repeated refinement, state root 3, reference 57, utilizes DDPM for conditional image generation through a stochastic, iterative denoising process. Cascaded diffusion model, reference 31, adopts multiple diffusion models in sequence, each generating images of increasing resolution. SR-diff, reference 118, follows a close realization of SR3. The main distinction between SR-diff and state root 3 is that state root 3 predicts the target image directly, whereas SR-diff predicts the difference between the input and output images. Restoration in non-spatial spaces. Some diffusion model-based IR methods focus in other spaces. For example, Refusion, reference 63, reference 120, employs a mean reverting image restoration, IR, SDE to transform target images into their degraded counterparts. They leverage an autoencoder to compress the input image into its latent representation, with skip connections for accessing multiscale details. Chen et al. Reference 121. Employ a similar approach by proposing a two-stage strategy called hierarchical integration diffusion model. The conversion from the spatial to the wavelet domain is lossless and offers significant advantages. For instance, WaveDM, reference 67, modifies the low frequency band, whereas WSGM, reference 122, or ResDiff, reference 60, conditions the high frequency bands relative to the low resolution image. BDCE, reference 123, designs a bootstrap diffusion model in the depth curve space for high-resolution low-light image enhancement. T2i prior usage. The incorporation of T2i information proves advantageous as it allows the usage of pre-trained T2i models. These models can be fine-tuned by adding specific layers or encoders tailored to the IR task. Wang et al. Put this concept into practice with stable SR, reference 124. Central to stable SR is a time-aware encoder trained in tandem with a frozen stable diffusion model, reference 26. This setup seamlessly integrates trainable spatial feature transform layers, enabling conditioning based on the input image. DiffBIR, reference 125, uses pre-trained T2i diffusion models for blind image restoration, with a two-stage pipeline and a controllable module. COSER, reference 126, introduces cognitive super-resolution, merging image appearance and language understanding. SUPIR, reference 127, leverages generative priors, model scaling, and a dataset of 20 million images for advanced restoration guided by textual prompts, featuring negative quality prompts and a restoration-guided sampling method. Projection-based methods. These methods aim to extract inherent structures or textures from input images to complement the generated images at each step and to ensure data consistency. ILVR, reference 65, which projects the low-frequency information from the input image to the output image, ensures data consistency and establishes an improved condition. To address this and enhance data consistency, some recent works, reference 70, reference 71, reference 128, take a different approach by aiming to estimate the posterior distribution using the Bayes theorem. Decomposition-based methods. These methods view IR tasks as a linear reverse problem. Denoising diffusion restoration models, DDRM, reference 66, utilizes a pre-trained denoising diffusion generative model to address linear inverse problems, showcasing versatility across super-resolution, deblurring, inpainting, and colorization under varying levels of measurement noise. Denoising diffusion null space model, DDNM, reference 68, represents another decomposition-based zero-shot approach applicable to a broad range of linear IR problems beyond image SR, such as colorization, inpainting, and deblurring. It leverages the range null space decomposition methodology, reference 129, reference 130, to tackle diverse IR challenges effectively. 3-CATEGORIZATION of IMAGEDITING. In addition to the significant advancements that diffusion models have achieved in image generation, restoration, and enhancement, they also make notable breakthroughs in image editing by offering enhanced controllability compared to the previously dominant GANs. Unlike image generation that focuses on creating new images from scratch, and image restoration and enhancement that aims repairing and improving the quality of degraded images, image editing involves the modification of existing images in the aspects of appearance, structure, or content, including tasks like adding objects, replacing backgrounds, and altering textures. In this survey, we organize image editing papers into three principal groups based on their learning strategies, training-based approaches, testing time fine-tuning approaches, and training and fine-tuning free approaches, which are elaborated in sections 4, 5, and 6, respectively. Additionally, we explore 10 types of input conditions employed by these methods to control the editing process, including text, mask, reference, ref, image, class, layout, pose, sketch, segmentation, seg, map, audio, and dragging points. Furthermore, we investigate 12 most common editing types that can be accomplished by these methods, which are organized into three broad categories defined as follows. Semantic editing. This category encompasses alterations to the content and narrative of an image, affecting the depicted scene's story, context, or thematic elements. Tasks within this category include object addition, object add, object removal, object remo, object replacement, object ripple, background change, BG, CHG, and emotional expression modification, emo, EXPR, mod, stylistic editing. This category focuses on enhancing or transforming the visual style and aesthetic elements of an image without altering its narrative content. Tasks within this category include color change, color CHG, texture change, text, CHG, and overall style change, style CHG, encompassing both artistic and realistic styles. Structural editing. This category pertains to changes in the spatial arrangement, positioning, viewpoints, and characteristics of elements within an image, emphasizing the organization and presentation of objects within the scene. Tasks within this category include object movement, object move, object size and shape change, object size, CHG, object action and pose change, object act, CHG, and perspective, viewpoint change, persp, view, CHG. Table 1 summarizes the multi-perspective categorization of the surveyed papers comprehensively, providing a quick search. 5. Table 1. Comprehensive categorization of diffusion model-based image editing methods from multiple perspectives. The methods are color rendered according to training, testing time fine-tuning, and training and fine-tuning free. Input conditions include text, class, reference, ref, image, segmentation, seg, map, pose, mask, layout, sketch, dragging points, and audio. Task capabilities, semantic, stylistic, and structural, are marked with checkmarks, according to the experimental results provided in the source papers. 7-4-T reigning BASEDAP approaches. In the field of diffusion model-based image editing, training-based approaches have gained significant prominence. These approaches are not only notable for their stable training of diffusion models and their effective modeling of data distribution, but also for their reliable performance in a variety of editing tasks. To thoroughly examine these methods, we categorize them into four main groups based on their application scopes, the conditions required for training, and the types of supervision, as shown in Fig. 2. Further, within each of these primary groups, we classify the approaches into distinct types based on their core editing methodologies. This classification illustrates the range of these methods, from targeted domain-specific applications to broader open-world uses. 4.1 Domain-specific editing with weak supervision. Over the past several years, generative adversarial networks, GANs, have been widely explored in image editing for their ability to generate high-quality images. However, diffusion models, with their advanced image generation capabilities, emerge as a new focus in this field. One challenge with diffusion models is their need for extensive computational resources when trained on large datasets. To address this, earlier studies train these models via weak supervision on smaller specialized datasets. These datasets highly concentrate on specific domains such as Celeba, reference 236, and FFHQ, reference 2, for human face manipulation, AFHQ, reference 237, for animal face editing and translation, LSUN, reference 238, for object modification, and WikiArt, reference 239, for style transfer. To thoroughly understand these approaches, we organize them according to their types of weak supervision. Clip guidance. Drawing inspiration from GAN-based methods, reference 240, reference 241, that use clip, reference 242, for guiding image editing with text, several studies incorporate clip into diffusion models. A key example is diffusion clip, reference 131, which allows for image manipulation in both trained and new domains using clip. Specifically, it first converts a real image into latent noise using DDIM inversion, and then fine-tunes the pre-trained diffusion model during the reverse diffusion process to adjust the image's attributes constrained by a clip loss between the source and target text prompts. Instead of fine-tuning on the whole diffusion model, a SIRP, reference 132, focuses on a semantic latent space internally, termed H-space, where it defines an additional implicit function parameterized by a small neural network. Then it trains the network with the guidance of the clip loss while keeping the diffusion model frozen. A visual comparison of the simplified pipelines of diffusion clip and a SIRP is shown in Fig. 3. To address the time-consuming problem of multi-step optimization in diffusion clip, FDIF, reference 133, introduces a faster method with single-step training and efficient processing. Beyond face editing, the above methods primarily focus on DIF Styler, reference 134, and Style Diffusion, reference 135, target artistic style transfer. DIF Styler uses a clip instruction loss for the alignment of target text descriptions and generated images, along with a clip aesthetic loss for visual quality enhancement. Style Diffusion, on the other hand, introduces a clip-based style disentanglement loss to improve the style content harmonization. Cycling regularization. Since diffusion models are capable of domain translation, the cycling framework commonly used in 8 methods like CycleGAN, reference 5, is also explored within them. For instance, UnitDDPM, reference 136, defines a dual domain Markov chain within diffusion models, using cycle consistency to regularize training for unpaired image-to-image translation. Similarly, CycleNet, reference 137, adopts ControlNet, reference 101, with pre-trained stable diffusion, reference 26, as the backbone for text conditioning. It also employs consistency regularization throughout the image translation cycle, which encompasses both a forward translation from the source domain to the target domain and a backward translation in the reverse direction. Projection and interpolation, another technique frequently used in GANs, reference 243, reference 244, involves projecting two real images into the GAN latent space and then interpolating between them for smooth image manipulation, which is also adopted in some diffusion models for image editing. For instance, Diffusion Autoencoders, reference 138, introduces a semantic encoder to map an input image to a semantically meaningful embedding, which then serves as a condition of a diffusion model for reconstruction. After training the semantic encoder and the conditional diffusion model, any image can be projected into the semantic space for interpolation. However, HDAE, reference 139, points out that this approach tends to miss rich low-level and mid-level features. It addresses this by enhancing the framework to hierarchically exploit the coarse-defined features of both the semantic encoder and the diffusion-based decoder, aiming for more comprehensive representations. Classifier guidance. Some studies enhance image editing performance by introducing an additional pre-trained classifier for guidance. E.g. SDE, reference 140, for example, uses an energy function to guide the sampling for realistic unpaired image-to-image translation. This function consists of two log potential functions specified by a time-dependent domain-specific classifier and a low-pass filter, respectively. For fine-grained image editing, pixel-guided diffusion, reference 141, trains a pixel-level classifier to both estimate segmentation maps and guide the sampling with its gradient. 4.2 Reference and attribute guidance via self-supervision. This category of works extracts attributes or other information from single images to serve as conditions for training diffusion-based image editing models in a self-supervised manner. They can be classified into two types: reference-based image composition and attribute-controlled image editing. Reference-based image composition. To learn how to composite images, PBE, reference 142, as trained in a self-supervised manner using the content inside the object's bounding box of an image as the reference image, and the content outside this bounding box as the source image. To prevent the trivial copy and paste solution, it applies strong augmentations to the reference image, creates an arbitrarily shaped mask based on the bounding box, and employs the clip image encoder to compress information of the reference image as the condition of the diffusion model. Building upon this, Rick, reference 143, incorporates sketches of the masked areas as control conditions for training, allowing users to finely tune the effects of reference image synthesis through sketches. Object Stitch, reference 144, designs a content adapter to better preserve the key identity information of the reference image. Meanwhile, PhD, reference 145, trains an inpainting and harmonizing module on a frozen pre-trained diffusion model for efficiently guiding the inpainting of masked areas. To preserve the low-level details of the reference image for inpainting, Dream in Painter, reference 146, utilizes the downsampling network of UNet to extract its features. During the training process, it adds noise to the entire image, requiring the diffusion model to learn how to restore the clear image under the guidance of a detailed text description. Furthermore, AnyDoor, reference 147, uses image pairs from video frames as training samples to enhance image composition quality, and introduces modules for capturing identity features, preserving textures, and learning appearance changes. Attribute-controlled image editing. This type of papers typically involves augmenting pre-trained diffusion models with specific image features as control conditions to learn the generation of corresponding images. This approach allows for image editing by altering these specific control conditions. After training on age text face pairs, Fading, reference 148, edits facial images through null text inversion and attention control for age manipulation. Pair diffusion, reference 149, perceives images as a collection of objects, learning to modulate each object's properties, specifically structure and appearance. Smart Brush, reference 150, employs masks of varying granularities as control conditions, enabling the diffusion model to inpaint masked regions according to the text and the shape of the mask. To better preserve image information that is irrelevant to the editing text, EarNet, reference 151, performs color and texture erasure in the required areas. The resulting image, post-erasure, is then used as one of the control conditions for the diffusion model. 4.3 Instructional editing via full supervision. Using instructions, e.g., remove the hat, to drive the image editing process as opposed to using a description of the edited image, e.g., a puppy with a hat and a smile, seems more natural, humanized, and more accurate to the user's needs. Instruct Pix2Pix, reference 156, is the first study that learns to edit images following human instructions. Subsequent works have improved upon it in terms of model architecture, dataset quality, multimodality, and so on. Therefore, we first describe Instruct Pix2Pix, and then categorize and present the subsequent works based on their most prominent contributions. Correspondingly, a common framework of these instruction-based methods is depicted in Fig. 4. Instruct Pix2Pix framework. One of the major challenges in enabling diffusion models to edit images according to instructions is the construction of the instruction image paired dataset. Instruct Pix2Pix generates these image pairs in two steps. First, given an image caption, e.g., photograph of a girl riding a horse, it uses a fine-tuned GPT-3, reference 245, to generate both an instruction, e.g., have her ride a dragon, and an edited image caption, e.g., photograph of a girl riding a dragon. Second, it employs stable diffusion in the prompt-to-prompt algorithm, reference 212, to generate edited images, collecting over 450,000 training image pairs. Then it trains an instructional image editing diffusion model in a fully supervised manner, taking into account the conditions of the input image in the instruction. Model architecture enhancement. MO controller, reference 157, introduces a mixture of expert, MO, architecture, which includes three specialized experts for fine-grained local translation, global style transfer, and complex local editing tasks. On the other hand, FOI, reference 158, harnesses the implicit grounding capabilities of Instruct PIX2PIX to identify and focus on specific editing regions. It also employs cross-condition attention modulation to ensure each instruction targets its corresponding area, reducing interference between multiple instructions. Data quality enhancement, LOFIE, reference 159, enhances the quality of training datasets by leveraging recent advances in segmentation. 9. Reference 246, chain of thought prompting, reference 247, and visual question answering, VQA, reference 248. Magic Brush, reference 249, hires crowd workers from Amazon Mechanical Turk, AMT, to manually perform continuous edits using DALL-E 2, reference 25. It comprises 5,313 edit sessions and 10,388 edit turns, thereby establishing a comprehensive benchmark for instructional image editing. Instruct Diffusion, reference 160, as a unified framework that treats a diverse range of vision tasks as human intuitive image manipulating processes, i.e., keypoint detection, segmentation, image enhancement, and image editing. For image editing, it not only utilizes existing datasets but also augments them with additional data generated using tools for object removal and replacement, and by collecting image editing pairs from real-world Photoshop requests on the internet. EmuEdit, reference 161, is also trained on both image editing and recognition data, leveraging a dataset comprising 16 distinct tasks with 10 million examples. The dataset is created using Llama 2, reference 250, and in context learning to generate diverse and creative editing instructions. During training, the model learns task embeddings in conjunction with its weights, enabling efficient adaptation to new tasks with only a few examples. Dialogue Paint, reference 162, aims to extract users' editing intentions during a multi-turn dialogue process and edit images accordingly. It employs the self-instruct technique, reference 251, on GPT-3 to create a multi-turn dialogue dataset and, in conjunction with four image editing models, generates an instructional image editing dataset. Additionally, the authors fine-tune the Blender dialogue model, reference 252, to generate corresponding editing instructions based on the dialogue data, which then drives the trained instruction editing model to edit images. Inst InPaint, reference 163, allows users to specify objects to be removed from an image simply through text commands, without the need for binary masks. It constructs a dataset named GQAIN Paint, based on the image and scene graph dataset GQA, reference 253. It first selects objects in their corresponding relationships from the scene graph, and then uses Detectron 2, reference 254, and Dedic, reference 255, to extract the segmentation masks of these objects. Afterward, it employs CRFill, reference 256, to generate inpainted target images. The editing instructions are generated through fixed templates. After constructing the dataset, Inst InPaint is trained to perform instructional image inpainting. Human feedback enhanced learning. To improve the alignment between edited images and human instructions, Hive, reference 164, introduces reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, in instructional image editing. After obtaining a base model following, reference 156, a reward model is then trained on a human ranking dataset. The reward model's estimation is integrated into the training process to fine-tune the diffusion model, aligning it with human feedback. Visual instruction, image brush, reference 165, as proposed to learn visual instruction from a pair of transformation images that illustrate the desired manipulation, and to apply this instruction to edit a new image. The method concatenates example images, the source image, and a blank image into a grid, using a diffusion model to iteratively denoise the blank image based on the contextual information provided by the example images. Additionally, a visual prompting encoder is proposed to extract features from the visual instructions to enhance the diffusion process. Leveraging multimodal large-scale models, Instruct Any2PIX, reference 166, enables users to edit images through instructions that integrate audio, image, and text. It employs ImageBind, reference 257, a multimodal encoder, to convert diverse inputs into a unified latent space representation. Vicuña 7B, reference 258, a large language model, LLM, encodes the multimodal input sequence to predict two special tokens as the conditions to align the multimodal inputs with the editing results of the diffusion model. MGIE, reference 167, inputs the image and instruction, along with multiple, IMG, tokens, into the multimodal large language model, MLLM, LLAVA, reference 259. It then projects the hidden state of, IMG, in the penultimate layer into the cross-attention layer of the UNet in stable diffusion. During the training process, the weights of LLAVA and stable diffusion are jointly optimized. Similarly, SmartEdit, reference 168, employs LLAVA and additionally introduces a bidirectional interaction module, BIM, to perform image editing in complex scenarios. It first aligns the MLLM's hidden states with the clip text encoder using QFormer, reference 248, and then it facilitates the fusion between the image feature and the QFormer output through BIM. Besides, it leverages perception-related data, such as segmentation data, to strengthen the model's understanding of spatial and conceptual attributes. Additionally, it incorporates synthetic editing data in complex understanding and reasoning scenarios to activate the MLLM's reasoning ability. 4.4 Pseudo-target retrieval with weak supervision. Since obtaining edited images that accurately represent the ground truth is challenging, the methods in this category aim to retrieve pseudo-target images or directly use clip scores, reference 242, as the objective to optimize model parameters. IEdit, reference 169, trains the diffusion model with weak supervision, utilizing clip to retrieve and edit the dataset images that are most similar to the editing text, serving as pseudo-target image post-editing. Additionally, it incorporates masks into the image editing process to enable localized preservation by clip seg, reference 260, to effectively tackle region-based. 10.5 testingt ema finet uningap approaches. In image generation and editing, testing time fine-tuning represents a significant step towards precision and control. This section explores various fine-tuning strategies, FIG 5, that enhance image editing capabilities. These approaches, as shown in FIG 6, range from fine-tuning the entire denoising model to focusing on specific layers or embeddings. We investigate methods that fine-tune the entire model, target specific parameters, and optimize text-based embeddings. Additionally, we discuss the integration of hypernetworks and direct image representation optimization. These methods collectively demonstrate the evolving complexity and effectiveness of fine-tuning techniques in image editing, catering to a wide array of editing requirements and user intentions. 5.1 Denoising model fine-tuning. The denoising model is the central component in image generation and editing. Directly fine-tuning it is a simple and effective approach. Consequently, many editing methods are based on this fine-tuning process. Some of them involve fine-tuning the entire denoising model, while others focus on fine-tuning specific layers within the model. Fine-tuning entire denoising models. Fine-tuning the entire denoising model allows the model to better learn specific features of images and more accurately interpret textual prompts, resulting in edits that more closely align with user intent. UniTune, reference 172, fine-tunes the diffusion model on a single base image during the tuning phase, encouraging the model to produce images similar to the base image. During the sampling phase, a modified sampling process is used to balance fidelity to the base image and alignment to the editing prompt. This includes starting sampling from a noisy version of the base image and applying classifier-free guidance during the sampling process. Custom Edit, reference 173, uses a small set of reference images to customize the diffusion model, enhancing the similarity of the edited image to the reference images while maintaining the similarity to the source image. Partial parameter fine-tuning in denoising models. Some methods focus on fine-tuning specific parts of the denoising model, such as the self-attention layers, cross-attention layers, encoder, or decoder. This type of fine-tuning is more precise, largely preserving the capabilities of the pre-trained models and building upon them. KV inversion, reference 174, by learning keys, K, and values, V, designs an enhanced version of self-attention, termed content-preserving self-attention, CPATTN. This effectively addresses the issue of action editing on real images while maintaining the content and structure of the original images. It offers an efficient and flexible solution for image editing without the need for model fine-tuning or training on large-scale datasets. 5.2 Embedding fine-tuning. Many fine-tuning approaches opt to target either text or null text embeddings for refinement, allowing for better integration of embeddings with a generative process to achieve enhanced editing outcomes. Null text embedding fine-tuning. The goal of null text embedding fine-tuning is to solve the problem of reconstruction failures in DDIM inversion, reference 18, and thus improve the consistency with the original image. In null text inversion, reference 175, DDIM inversion is first applied to the original image to obtain the inversion trajectory. Then, during the sampling process, the null text embedding is fine-tuned to reduce the distance between the sampling trajectory and the inversion trajectory so that the sampling process can reconstruct the original image. The advantage of this approach is that neither the U-net weights nor the text embedding are changed, so it is possible to improve reconstruction performance without changing the target prompt set by the user. Similarly, DPL, reference 176, dynamically updates nouns in the text prompt with a leakage fixation loss to address cross-attention leakage. The null text embedding is fine-tuned to ensure high-quality cross-attention maps and accurate image reconstruction. Text embedding fine-tuning. Fine-tuning embeddings derived from input text can enhance image editing, making edited images more aligned with conditional characteristics. Diffusion disentanglement, reference 177, introduces a simple lightweight image editing algorithm that achieves style matching and content preservation by optimizing the blending weights of two text embeddings. This process involves optimizing about 50 parameters, with the optimized weights generalizing well across different images. Prompt tuning inversion, reference 178, designs an accurate and fast inversion technique for text-based image editing, comprising a reconstruction phase and an editing phase. In the reconstruction phase, it encodes the information of the input image into a learnable text embedding. During the editing phase, a new text embedding is computed through linear interpolation, combining the target embedding with the optimized one to achieve effective editing while maintaining high fidelity. 5.3 Guidance with a hypernetwork. Beyond conventional generative frameworks, some methods incorporate a custom network to better align with specific editing intentions. Style diffusion, reference 179, introduces a mapping network that maps features of the input image to an embedding space aligned with the embedding space of textual prompts, effectively generating a prompt embedding. Cross-attention layers are used to combine textual prompt embeddings with image feature representations. These layers achieve text-image interaction by computing attention maps of keys, values, and queries. Inst, reference 180, integrates a multi-layer cross-attention mechanism in its textual inversion segment to process image embeddings. The learned key information is transformed into a text embedding, which can be seen as a new word, representing the unique style of the artwork, effectively expressing its distinctive style. 5.4 Latent variable optimization. The direct optimization of an image's latent variable is also a technique employed during the fine-tuning process. This approach involves directly optimizing the noisy latents by introducing certain loss function relationships and features of some intermediate layers instead of optimizing the parameters of the generator or the embedded conditional parameters. Utilizing a pre-trained diffusion model, most methods acquire its capability to perform image translation without the need of paired training data. Human-guided optimization of latent variables. This approach allows users to participate in the image editing process, guiding the generation of images. Represented by DragGon, reference 262. This interactive editing process enables users to specify and move specific points within an image to new locations while keeping the rest of the image unchanged. DragGon achieves this editing by optimizing the latent space of GANs. Subsequently, there are developments based on diffusion models, such as Dragon Diffusion, reference 181, which constructs an energy function in the intermediate features of the diffusion model to guide editing. This enables image editing guidance directly through image features, independent of textual descriptions. Drag Diffusion, reference 182, concentrates on optimizing the diffusion latent representations at a specific time step, rather than across multiple time steps. This design is based on the observation that the U-net feature maps at a particular time step offer ample semantic and geometric information to facilitate drag and drop editing. Utilizing network layers and input for optimizing latent variables. Some optimization methods utilize embeddings or network features derived from input condition to construct loss functions, thereby enabling direct optimization of latent variables. The DDS, reference 183, method leverages two image text pairs, one comprising a source image and its descriptive text, and the other a target image with its corresponding descriptive text. DDS calculates the discrepancy between these two image text pairs, deriving the loss through this comparison. The loss function in Diffuse IT, reference 184, also incorporates the use of the clip model's text and image encoders to compute the similarity between the target text and the source image. CDS, reference 185, integrates a contrastive learning loss function into the DDS framework, utilizing the spatially rich features of the self-attention layers of LDM, reference 26, to guide image editing through contrastive loss calculation. 5.5. hybrid fine-tuning. Some works combine the various fine-tuning approaches mentioned above, which can be sequential, with stages of tuning occurring in series, are conducted simultaneously as part of a single integrated workflow. Such composite fine-tuning methods can achieve targeted and effective image editing, text embedding and denoising model fine-tuning. Imagic, reference 187, implements its goal in stages, starting with converting target text into a text embedding, which is then optimized to reconstruct an input image by minimizing the difference between the embedding and the image. Simultaneously, the diffusion model is fine-tuned for better image reconstruction. A midpoint is found through linear interpolation between the optimized text embedding and the target text, combining features of both. This embedding is then used by the fine-tuned diffusion model to generate the final edited image. Layer diffusion, reference 188, optimizes text embeddings to match an input image's background and employs a layered diffusion strategy to fine-tune the model, enhancing its ability to maintain subject and background consistency. ForgeDIT, reference 189, focuses on rapid image reconstruction and finding suitable text embeddings for editing, utilizing the diffusion model's encoder and decoder for learning image layout and texture details, respectively. Text encoder and denoising model fine-tuning. Sign, reference 190, initially fine-tunes the text encoder and the denoising model to better understand the content and geometric structure of individual images. It introduces a patch-based fine-tuning strategy, allowing the model to generate images at any resolution, not just the fixed resolution of the pre-trained model. Through this fine-tuning and patch training, Sign is capable of handling single image editing tasks, including but not limited to style transfer, content addition, and object manipulation. 6T Reining and FINETUNING Free AP Approaches. In the field of image editing, training and fine-tuning free approaches start from the premise that they are fast and low-cost because they do not require any form of training, on the dataset, or fine-tuning, on the source image, during the complete process of editing. This section categorizes them into five categories, according to what they modify, as shown in figs 7 and 8. They ingeniously leverage the inherent principles within the diffusion model for their editing goals. 6.1 Input text refinement. Input text refinement in the realm of image editing marks a significant progression in refining the text to image translation mechanism. This approach emphasizes the enhancement of text embeddings and the streamlining of user inputs, trying to guarantee that images are modified both accurately and contextually in accordance with the given text. It enables conceptual modifications and intuitive user instructions, getting rid of the necessity for complex model modifications. Enhancement of input text embeddings. These methods concentrate on the refinement of text embeddings to modify the text to image translation. PRED et OR, reference 191, enhances input text embeddings by leveraging a diffusion prior model to perform conceptual edits in the clip image embedding space, allowing for more nuanced and context-aware image editing. Rediffuser, reference 192, generates rich prompts through regeneration learning, which are then fused to guide the editing process, ensuring that the desired features are enhanced while maintaining the source image structure. Additionally, captioning and injection, reference 193, introduces a user-friendly image editing method by employing a captioning model such as Blip, reference 263, and prompt injection techniques, reference 193, to augment input text embeddings. This method allows the user to provide minimal text input, such as a single noun, and then automatically generates or optimizes detailed prompts that effectively guide the editing process, resulting in more accurate and contextually relevant image editing. Instruction-based textual guidance. This category enables fine-grained control over the image editing process via user instructions. It represents a significant step forward in that users to steer the editing process with less technical expertise. Instruct Edit, reference 194, introduces a framework comprising a language processor, a segmentation model like SAM, reference 246, and an image editing model. The language processor interprets user instructions into segmentation prompts and captions, which are subsequently utilized to create masks and guide the image editing process. This approach shows the capability of instruction-based textual guidance in achieving detailed and precise image editing. 6.2 Inversion, sampling modification. Modification of inversion and sampling formulas are common techniques in training and fine-tuning free methods, reference 195, reference 196, reference 201. The inversion process is used to invert a real image into a noisy latent space, and then the sampling process is used to generate an edited result given the target prompt. Among them, DDIM inversion, reference 18, is the most commonly used baseline method, although it often leads to the failure of reconstructing the source image, reference 196, reference 201, reference 204. Direct Inversion, Reference 195, pioneers a paradigm that edits a real image by changing the source prompt to the target prompt, showcasing its ability to handle diverse tasks. However, it still faces the reconstruction failure problem. Thus, several methods, Reference 196, Reference 201, Reference 204, modify the inversion and sampling formulas to improve the reconstruction capability. Reconstruction Information Memory, DDPM Inversion, Reference 196, SDE Drag, Reference 197, Leditz++, Reference 198, FEC, Reference 199, and EMILI, Reference 200, all belong to the category of Reconstruction Information Memory. They save the information in the inversion stage and use it in the sampling stage to ensure reconstruction. DDPM Inversion explores the latent noise space of DDPM by preserving all noisy latents during the inversion stage, thus achieving user-friendly image editing while ensuring reconstruction performance. SDE Drag introduces stochastic differential equations as a unified and improved framework for editing and shows its superiority in drag-conditioned editing. LEDITS++ addresses inefficiencies in DDIM inversion, presenting a DPM solver, Reference 89, inversion approach. FEC focuses on consistency enhancement, providing three techniques for saving the information during inversion to improve the reconstruction consistency. EMILI pioneers iterative multigranular editing, offering iterative capabilities and multigranular control for desired changes. These methods ensure reconstruction performance by memorizing certain inversion information, and on this basis, enhance the diversity of editing operations. Utilizing null text in sampling. Negative inversion, Reference 201, ProX Edit, Reference 202, and Null Text Guidance, Reference 203, all explore the impact of null text, also known as negative prompts, information on image editing. Negative inversion uses the source prompt as the negative prompt during sampling, achieving comparable reconstruction quality to optimization-based approaches. ProX Edit addresses degradation in DDIM inversion reconstruction with larger classifier-free guidance scales and proposes an efficient solution through proximal guidance and mutual self-attention control. Meanwhile, Null Text Guidance, Reference 203, leverages a disturbance scheme to transform generated images into cartoons without the need for training. Despite the different uses of null text by these methods, they all explore the role of null text or negative prompt settings in image editing from different perspectives. Single-step multiple noise prediction, EDICT, Reference 204, and IDA, Reference 205, propose to predict multiple noises during single-step sampling to solve the problem of reconstruction failure. EDICT, drawing inspiration from affine coupling layers, Reference 204, achieves mathematically exact inversion of real images. It maintains coupled noise vectors, enabling precise image reconstruction without local linearization assumptions, outperforming DDIM inversion. On the other hand, IDA introduces accelerated iterative diffusion inversion and focuses on improving reconstruction accuracy by predicting multiple noises during single-step inversion. By employing a blended guidance technique, IDA demonstrates effective results in various image editing tasks with a low classifier-free guidance scale ranging from 1 to 3. 6.3 Attention modification. Attention modification methods enhance the operations in the attention layers, which is the most common and direct way of training free image editing. In the U-net of stable diffusion, there are many cross-attention and self-attention layers, and the attention maps and feature maps in these layers contain a lot of semantic information. The common characteristic of attention modification entails discerning the intrinsic principles in the attention layers, and then utilizing them by modifying the attention operations. Prompt-to-prompt, P2P, Reference 212, is the pioneering research of attention modification. Attention map replacement, P2P, introduces an intuitive prompt-to-prompt editing framework reliant solely on text inputs by identifying cross-attention layers as pivotal in governing the spatial relationship between image layout and prompt words. As shown in Fig. 8, given the reconstruction and editing paths, P2P replaces the attention maps of the editing path with the corresponding ones of the reconstruction path, resulting in consistency between the edited result and the source image. Unlike P2P, PIX2PIX0, Reference 213, eliminates the need for user-defined text prompts in real image editing. It autonomously discovers editing directions in the text embedding space, preserving the original content structure. Also, it introduces cross-attention guidance in the U-net to retain input image features. Attention feature replacement. Both MASA CTRL, Reference 85, and PNP, Reference 214, emphasize replacing the attention features for consistency. MASA CTRL converts self-attention into mutual self-attention, which replaces the key and value features in the self-attention layer for action editing. A mask-guided mutual self-attention strategy further enhances consistency by addressing confusion of foreground and background. PNP enables fine-grained control over generated structures through spatial feature manipulation and self-attention, directly injecting guidance image features. While both contribute to feature replacement, MASA CTRL focuses on the key and value in the self-attention layer, while PNP emphasizes the query and key in the self-attention layer. Local attention map modification, the TF icon, reference 215, framework and object shape variation, reference 216, share the utilization of local attention map modification. TF icon focuses on cross-domain image-guided composition, seamlessly integrating user-provided objects into visual contexts without additional training. It introduces the exceptional prompt for accurate image inversion and deformation mapping of the source image self-attention. Meanwhile, object shape variation, reference 216, aims to generate collections depicting shape variations of specific objects in text-to image workflows. It employs prompt mixing for shape choices and proposes a localization technique using self-attention layers. Attention score guidance. Both conditional score guidance, reference 217, and EBMs, reference 218, work on using different attention score guidances. Conditional score guidance focuses on image-to-image translation by introducing a conditional score function. This function considers both the source image and text prompt to selectively edit regions while preserving others. The mix-up technique enhances the fusion of unedited and edited regions, ensuring high-fidelity translation. EBMs tackle the problem of semantic misalignment with the target prompt. It introduces an energy-based framework for adaptive context control, modeling the posterior of context vectors to enhance semantic alignment. 6.4. Mask guidance. Mask guidance in diffusion-based image editing represents a kind of techniques for enhancing image editing. It includes techniques for enhancing denoising efficiency through selective processing, precise mask auto-generation for targeted image editing, and mask auto-generation. These methods enable precise image editing by automatically generating masks. Diff edit, reference 224, simplifies semantic editing by automatically generating masks that isolate relevant regions for modification. This selective editing approach safeguards unedited regions and preserves their semantic integrity. RDM, reference 225, introduces a region-aware diffusion model that seamlessly integrates masks to automatically pinpoint and edit regions of interest based on text-driven guidance. MFL, reference 226, proposes a two-stage mask-free training paradigm tailored for text-guided image editing. In the first stage, a unified mask is obtained according to the source prompt, and then several candidate images are generated with the provided mask and the target prompt based on the diffusion model. Mask-guided regional focus. This line of research employs masks as navigational tools, steering the sampling process toward specific regions of interest. The methods, reference 227, reference 228, excel in localizing edits, ensuring that modifications align precisely with designated regions specified in text prompts or editing requirements. Differential diffusion, reference 227, pioneers a region-aware editing paradigm where masks are employed to customize the intensity of change within each region of the source image. This allows a granular level of control, fostering exquisite details in artistic expression. Watch your steps, reference 228, utilizes masks as relevance maps to pinpoint desired edit regions, ensuring that only the most relevant regions are edited while preserving the other regions of the original image. 6.5 Multi-noise redirection. Multi-noise redirection is the process of predicting multiple noises in different directions in a single step and then redirecting them into a single noise. The advantage of this redirection is its capacity to enable the single noise to unify multiple distinct editing directions simultaneously, thereby more effectively meeting the user's editing requirements. Semantic noise steering. These methods semantically guide the noise redirection in the sampling process and enhance fine-grained control over image content. Stable Artist, reference 232, and Sega, reference 233, showcase the ability to steer the diffusion process using semantic guidance. They facilitate refined edits in image composition through control over various semantic directions within the noise redirection process. LEDITS, reference 234, applies semantic noise steering by combining DDPM inversion, reference 196, with Sega, and facilitates versatile editing direction, encompassing both object editing and overall style change. Object-aware noise redirection, OIR diffusion, reference 235, introduces the object-aware inversion and reassembly method, which enables fine-grained editing of specific objects within an image by determining optimal inversion steps for each sample and seamlessly integrating the edited regions with the other regions. It significantly maintains the fidelity of the non-edited regions and achieves remarkable results in editing diverse object attributes, particularly in intricate multi-object scenarios. 7. IN painting and OUT painting. Image inpainting and outpainting, often regarded as sub-tasks of image editing, occupy unique positions with distinct objectives and challenges. We divide them into two major types, see Fig. 9, for better explanation, as detailed in sections 7.1 and 7.2. 7.1 Traditional Context-Driven Inpainting 7.1.1 Supervised Training. The supervised training-based inpainting and outpainting methods usually train a diffusion model from scratch with paired corrupted and complete images. Palette, reference 58, develops a unified framework for image-to-image translation based on conditional diffusion models and individually trains this framework on four image-to-image translation tasks, namely colorization, inpainting, outpainting, and JPEG restoration. It utilizes a direct concatenation of low-quality reference images with the denoised result at the T-1 step as the condition for noise prediction at the T-step. SUD 2, reference 264, builds upon and extends the SUD framework, reference 265, integrating additional strategies like correlation minimization, noise injection, and particularly the use of denoising diffusion models to address the scarcity of paired training data in semi-supervised learning. 7.1.20 Shot Learning. Context prior integration. This approach aims to extract inherent structures and textures from the uncorrupt part of an image as 15. Complementary to generate the content in the masked corrupt regions at each step, thereby maintaining global content consistency. Representatively, Repaint, reference 266, builds on a pre-trained unconditional diffusion model and modifies the standard denoising strategy by sampling the masked regions from the diffusion model and sampling the unmasked regions from the given image in each reverse step. Grad Paint, reference 267, also utilizes a pre-trained diffusion model to estimate content for masked image regions. It then uses a custom loss function to measure coherence with unmasked parts, updating the generated content based on the losses gradient to ensure context consistency. Degradation decomposition. Image inpainting can be regarded as a specialized application of general linear inverse problems, which is represented as y equals hx plus n, 13. Where H is the degradation operator, e.g., a mask matrix comprising 0 and 1 that indicates the corrupted regions of the image in inpainting, and n tilde operator n, 0, sigma 2i. The objective is to recover the original image x from the corrupted image y. A few works implemented by performing decomposition on H. DDRM, reference 66, utilizing a pre-trained denoising diffusion model and singular value decomposition, SVD, of H, transforms this recovery into an efficient iterative diffusion process within the spectral space of H. Differently, DDNM, reference 68, addresses the image inverse problem by applying a range null space decomposition, where the image is divided into two distinct components via the pseudo-inverse of the degradation matrix H. Posterior estimation, to solve the general noisy linear inverse problem is formulated in EQ. 13. Several studies, reference 70, reference 268, reference 272, focus on estimating the posterior distribution P, X, Y, leveraging the unconditional diffusion model based on Bayes' theorem. It calculates the conditional posterior P, X, T, Y, at each step of the reverse diffusion process. With Bayes' theorem, it can be derived, P, X, T, Y, equals page, Y, X, T, P, Y. The corresponding gradient of the loglikelihood is then computed as, Nabla XT log PT, XT, Y, equals Nabla XT log PT, Y, XT, plus Nabla XT log PT, XT, 14, where the score function Nabla XT log PT, XT, can be estimated using a pre-trained score network S theta, XT, T. The estimation of Nabla XT log PT, XT, Y, then reduces to estimating the unknown term Nabla XT log PT, Y, XT. Two representative earlier works, MCG, reference 70, and DPS, reference 268, approximate the posterior PT, Y, XT, with PT, Y, XO, where X0 is the noise-free expectation of XT, formalized as X0 equals E, XO, XT, using Tweedy's formula. Hence, EQ 14 becomes Nabla XT log PT, XT, Y, equals Nabla XT log PT, Y, XT, plus Nabla XT log PT, XT, approximately equals minus rho nabla xt parallel y minus h, x0 parallel 2 2 plus s theta, xt, t, 15, where L, Q, S, and lambda are an image distance metric, a quality loss, a scale factor controlling the magnitude of guidance, and a scale factor for adjusting the quality of images, respectively. With a similar goal, CoPaint, reference 271, uses the one-step estimation of the final generated image to predict x0 deterministically to make the computation of the inpainting errors tractable at each intermediate denoising step. 7.2 Multimodal Conditional Inpainting 7.2.1 Random Mask Training. Traditional image inpainting, which focuses on filling missing areas in images driven by surrounding context, often lacks precise control over the content. With the advance of text-to-image diffusion models, this limitation is being overcome by injecting additional user-provided multimodal conditions such as text descriptions, segmentation maps, and reference images as guidance. These models, e.g., Stable Diffusion and Imagine, can also be adapted to the inpainting task where the noisy background is replaced with a noisy version of the original image in the reverse diffusion process. This modification, however, sometimes results in unsatisfactory samples due to limited global context visibility during sampling. Addressing this, models like GLIDE, reference 34, and Stable Inpainting, Inpainting Specialist version 1.5 from Stable Diffusion, reference 26, further fine-tune the pre-trained text-to-image models specialized for inpainting. They use a randomly generated mask along with the masked image and the full image caption, enabling the model to utilize information from the unmasked region during training. As pioneering works, they provide enlightening insights for subsequent research. 7.2.2 Precise Control Conditioning. An essential problem with random masking is that it may cover regions unrelated to the text prompt, leading the model to ignoring the prompt, especially when the masked regions are small or cover only a part of an object. To provide more precise control over the inpainted content, several approaches have been proposed. Smart Brush, reference 150, introduces a precision factor to produce various mask types, from fine to coarse, by applying Gaussian blur to accurate instance masks. It allows users to choose between coarse masks, which include the desired object within the mask, and detailed masks that closely outline the object shape. Imagine Editor, reference 153, extends Imagine, reference 27, through fine-tuning, employing a cascaded diffusion model for text-guided inpainting. It integrates image and mask context into each diffusion stage with three convolutional downsampling image encoders. The mask here is generated on the fly by an object detector, SSD MobileNet V2, reference 273, instead of randomly masking. PBE, reference 142, and PhD, reference 145, focus on using reference images for users' customized inpainting. Specifically, PBE discards the text while only extracting subject information from the reference image using CLIP, reference 242. The reference image is cropped from the inpainting image itself with augmentations to support self-supervised training. In contrast, PhD integrates both text and reference image in the training pipeline, same as PB's. UniPaint, reference 155, first fine-tunes Stable Diffusion on the unmasked regions of the input images with null text and then uses various modes of guidance including unconditional, text-driven, stroke-driven, exemplar-driven inpainting, and a combination of them to perform multimodal inpainting during inference via different condition integration techniques. For facial inpainting, 16.17, corresponding instruction to guide the editing process. This step is facilitated by providing GPT-4V, one of the most widely used LLMs, with a detailed template that includes an example pair and several instructions. The example pair consists of a task indicator, e.g., object removal, a source image, a source description, e.g., a cup of coffee on an unmade bed, a target description, e.g., an unmade bed, and an instruction, e.g., remove the cup of coffee. Along with this example, we feed GPT-4V clear instructions on our expectations for generating source descriptions, target descriptions, and instructions for new images and task indicators we upload. This method ensures that GPT-4V produces prompts and instructions that not only align with the specified editing task but also maintain diversity in scenes and subjects. After GPT-4V generates the initial prompts and instructions, we undertake a meticulous examination to ensure each prompt in the set of instructions is specific, clear, and directly applicable to the corresponding image and task. The final dataset, including the selected images, their source and target prompts, and the editing instructions, is available in the accompanying GitHub repository. 8.1.3 Metric Design and Selection. The field of image editing has traditionally relied on CLIP score, reference 279, as a major quantitative evaluation metric. Despite its effectiveness in assessing the alignment between images and corresponding textual prompts, ClipScore may struggle in complicated scenes with many details and specific spatial relationships, reference 276. This limitation urges the need for a more versatile and encompassing metric that can be applied to broader image editing tasks. Hence, we propose LMM Score, a new metric by harnessing advanced visual language understanding capabilities of large multimodal models, LMMs. To develop this metric, we first direct GPT-4 to conceive a quantitative metric and outline a framework that allows for objective evaluation for general image editing tasks through appropriate user prompts. Based on GPT-4's recommendations, the evaluation framework encompasses the following elements: using a source image ISRC along with its text description TSRC, a collection of edited images IITGT, I equals 1, 2, n generated by n methods, an editing prompt TEdit, an editing instruction TInst, and a task indicator O. The criteria integrates four crucial factors: editing accuracy, evaluate how closely the edited image IITGT adheres to the specified editing prompt TEdit and instruction TInst, measuring the precision of the editing. Contextual preservation. Assess how well the edited image IITGT maintains the context of the source image ISRC that requires no changes. Visual quality. Assess the overall quality of the edited image IITGT, including factors like resolution, absence of artifacts, color accuracy, sharpness, etc. Logical realism. Evaluate how logically realistic the edited image IITGT is, in terms of adherence to natural laws like lighting consistency, texture continuity, etc. This weighted formula, suggested by GPT-4, aims to balance the relative importance of each evaluation factor. Following the proposed framework, we employ an LMM, specifically GPT-4 Volt in this work, to carry out this evaluation. GPT-4V follows user predefined instructions to calculate the subscores across the four evaluation factors for each edited image, obtaining the value of SLMM as in EQ 17. To enable a user-friendly application of LMM Score, we provide a template that includes predefined instructions and necessary materials, which is accessible in our GitHub repository, facilitating its adoption in image editing evaluation. In addition to the objective evaluation provided by LMM Score, we conduct a user study to collect subjective feedback. This study engages 50 participants from diverse backgrounds, ensuring a wide range of perspectives. Each participant is presented with the source image, its description, the editing prompt and instruction, and a series of edited images. They are then asked to score each edited image according to the same four evaluation factors utilized by LMM Score. Each factor is scored from 1 to 10. The participants' scores are then aggregated to calculate an overall user score, SUSR, for each image, with the same calculation in EQ 17. The results from this user study complement the LMM Score evaluations, providing a comprehensive assessment of the performance of different editing methods. 8.2 Evaluation 8.2.1 Method Selection. For the evaluation of each editing task, we carefully select between 4 to 8 methods from Table 1, encompassing a range of approaches including training-based, testing-time fine-tuning, and training and fine-tuning-free methods. To ensure a fair and consistent comparison, our selection criteria are as follows. The method must require only text conditions, own the capability to handle specific tasks, and have open-source code available for implementation. We exclude domain-specific methods to avoid the constraints imposed by their limited applicability across diverse domains. These selected methods are specified in subsequent subsections. 8.2.2 Comparative Analysis. Fig. 10. Quantitative performances of various methods across 7 selected editing tasks. Micro and sigma denote the mean value and standard deviation of the scores, respectively. LMM Score versus ClipScore. To further evaluate the effectiveness of LMM Score, we compute the Pearson correlation coefficients between a commonly used metric ClipScore, reference 279, and the user scores for comparison. ClipScore is calculated using the specified 20 models are proposed to edit the lighting of faces, Difarelli, reference 289. However, the editing of portraits or general objects leveraging the strong lighting prior from the pre-trained diffusion models remains an open area, reference 290. Similarly, shadow diffusion, reference 62, explores diffusion-based shadow synthesis and can generate visually pleasing shadows of objects. However, accurately editing the shadow of an object under different background conditions using diffusion models is still an unsolved problem. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.